Well, it's late afternoon here in Brisbane, and the sky is blue with a hint of a cloud coming in from the northeast. There's trains going by, people wandering through having a chat. There's pretty much life normal here. Though elsewhere in the state, things aren't quite the same. I think those clouds coming in from the northeast are probably indicative of what's going on about 1,000 kilometres away from where I sit. Today I've been working in my professional job as an emergency responder, and we've been basically getting ready, evacuating people from Cairns down to Brisbane, getting them from the airport back into hospitals and points of care, watching what's going on, getting resources ready, just as have the fire service. They've been doing an immense job doing their stuff, and has also EMQ getting SCS members ready to respond. So whether you're paid or volunteer, it's a big effort about to happen. It's not only our responders who are feeling the effects of this, but friends also. A lady I know who has a mother suffering from dementia has been hearing the news on the cyclones and constantly hearing it and starting to panic about it coming down upon her. This has taken this friend of mine away from the other things of caring for her friends to look after a mum. And as it should be, but it's still one of those things you don't think of. And another friend who's got family up around that area, and she's quite concerned. For me, it's really different. I've spent a long time involved in emergency response, and I can say quite honestly for the first time that I have a feeling of apprehension that is bordering on fear. I don't know why it's such a fearful experience for me, apart from the fact that I get it's the unknown. This is a huge event, and there's lots of wind coming, and there's lots of rain coming. And we don't know of anything like this in living memory. So I think the unknown is probably contributing to it. I do take away a lot of solace out of the fact that over the last 72 hours or more, a lot of people have been doing an awful lot to prepare. From the emergency responders to the community to householders. Getting their little safe places built. The padding, the water, their radios, their torches. I've even been listening to ABC Radio, and they've been doing an absolutely sterling job as far as keeping information going. But it still is that overwhelming sense of the unknown which is causing me to feel very, very uncomfortable. And I'm sure that's for others. So what from here? For those of us that have that belief system, maybe prayer. For those who have the thoughts of spirituality, and we just want to give those good thoughts out to the atmosphere, or those who want to light a candle, or just hope. I think that's what we can do at the moment. I don't know if sleep is going to come easy to me tonight. I hope it does, because it's going to be a big one tomorrow. But I hope it comes. I don't know that I'm really looking forward to waking up and hearing what the news is. In fact, I'm pretty sure I'll be waking up and listening to the radio on a regular basis. I fear the challenge that's ahead. I fear that perhaps we're not going to be able to perform to the level that we perhaps would want to. But I do know one thing, and that is that we're going to do the best we can, each and every one of us, paid, volunteer, community member or otherwise. I know that. We've seen examples of it throughout Queensland in the last month. So I don't fear that. I perhaps fear that my performance will not be to a level that I would like it to be. But anyway, be sleep time soon, waking time tomorrow, and I can only hope and think of those who are going to have a sleepless night listening to the wind and the noise and being a part of it, and hoping they come out tomorrow morning to look to the sky and seeing a reasonably clear sky. Yeah, good night, everyone.